entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
Guys, I didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Oh, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
And if it's meant to be, it'll be right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. You're listening right here to at Tan Talk Radio to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Welcome to all of you that are out there driving this horrible heat. Welcome to welcome Tampa, welcome Clearwater, welcome Dunedin. You're listening to your community station right here at Tan Talk Radio. My name is Tracy and I'm going to be your host, and you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And we are here today with Renee, our entertainment host.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome.
Thank you and welcome. Thank you for joining us. She's our entertainment host, and I always end up at the end of the show. I have like 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
And I'm always rushing you, and I always want to apologize in person because, as you know, the time goes by and then I get all this material, we get caught up.
So yeah. I get it, though.
We're making up all that lost time in today's show.
Right here.
So thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we thank Ed, who is our production manager. Thank you so much. He downloads all our music, and without him, we would not, this show would not be possible. So thank you, and to Lola, who owns Tan Talk Radio. So thank you, Lola, for giving us this opportunity to be here. So, yes, that was It's Meant to Be. Do you know who sings that?
I can't tell you right now.
When in doubt,
Florida,
look about.
Florida, Georgia Line.
When
Florida,
in doubt.
Georgia Line.
Yeah, and then
BB Rexha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, she's great.
Yeah, so it's both of them, and they sing that song. That's a beautiful song,
isn't
it?
You know what? That's a great representation of a mashup between two different genres.
Yeah.
She's more pop, and Florida, Georgia Line is more country.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be a great mashup right there.
Yes, and I'm glad that I have an expert singer on here, because Renee is she's got a great voice. Don't let her fool you. She
That's
sings tunes all the time.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. And you need to do jingles. You really do. You'd make a lot of money doing jingles.
I do jingles. Let me tell you why really quick, because we don't have very much time. But the reason she's telling you this is when I call her on the phone and I don't get an answer back right away because she's very busy, as I am. And I get a little frustrated. So I sing to her, and it seems to make it her pay attention.
It helps her.
And then she calls me back cracking up and laughing because I'm singing so bad, but I sing her a jingle like, oh, where is my little girlfriend?
See? Did you hear that tone at the end? That sounded really good.
Yeah,
you're
right.
The only one that sings to me. Thank you, girl. That's why I love you. So, well, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and that's what we're all about. What we do here is we tie in, we have shrinks who are licensed therapists. We have wraps who are friends like Renee and all my guests here. And then we tie in songs as therapy, and we use songs as therapy. We tie all three of them again to get three different points of view. So when you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio, it's really important to listen to the lyrics of the song. Today's song by Florida Georgia Line, and it was If It's Meant to Be. Well, we're talking about dating 101. And so we're going to, today, stay tuned. Don't change that dial. We're going to be talking about dating. We're also going to be talking about our roads here in the community. We have Detective Jay, who's going to be on here.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, last week she gave us some really good information about if there's things on the road. You call Florida HP. Like last week, I was driving. There was a bumper. She's driven. There's a ladder. If you ever see that, jot this number down. It's 347-347. And they will send a road ranger to pick those items up, because there's nothing to think, nothing worse than thinking that there is, 347,
star 347.
Yeah, so if there's nothing worse than thinking that there's something on the road and you see it,
and
not
somebody
knowing.
Hits it.
Yeah.
You see it, you swerve, but the person behind you hits it.
Yeah, and then all these kids are out with high school with not much experience. So please, again, jot that number down, 347, star 347, and that's the Florida Highway Patrol, and that was from Detective Jay last week. So today we're going to be talking about road rage and dating. Were we road raging over here? I don't think we were.
You weren't road raging.
No, I wasn't.
You never do that.
I actually get tickets for going slow.
I might be a little.
No, you're a honker.
This is the truth. She does get tickets for going too slow.
I did one time, but I was in the slow lane. So anyway, we're going to turn the page from that. So, okay, so today our show, by the way, Shrink and Wrap Show, it's all suggestions and opinions. I do a little research myself. I look hard for these songs, but it's up to you to come to your own conclusion. So I definitely suggest the Shazam app. The Shazam app is when you, and even if you don't listen to my show, you download the app and you download these songs that are your favorite songs. You could be in the gym, you could be in a restaurant, you could be in a library. And listen, well, maybe not a library, it's not too many songs in a library. But anyway, you can download these songs and then they will tell you the title and there's actually a video with them. So download that app today. It's free. And I also would like to thank my sponsor. I have a sponsor that carries me on, and Renee and Trish are a nonprofit. She is here. All the shrinks, everybody that comes on my show is dedicating and donating their time to be your friend, to lift you up, to make you feel good, because you matter. This is our community station. So come here so you don't feel alone and you know what's going on in your community. And that's 813-727 and many more. Brandon, you know, it goes all the way out to Dade City,
I think,
and anywhere on the internet. So let's definitely listen to a Loosen Up song, and it's going to be kind of related to dating a little bit. Do we have that going on? Renee, he says he'll never recover if he falls for you. What do you think about that?
Oh, I need somebody like that. Bring him on.
No.
Let me vet him first.
We are public.
No, I'm kidding. Let me vet him first and then bring him on.
No cuss words.
No cussing.
And no personal stories.
No cuss. Oh, of course, no personal stories. That is not for the air.
So anyway, okay. So I'm going to ask you. I have a vocabulary word for you. All right, first of all, I have here's my ADD. It kicks in because I have a couple things going. And we've got.
We're in a problem with the ADD. Go ahead.
One vocabulary word. Are you familiar with the word ghosting?
Yes.
So what is your definition of ghosting?
Okay, ghosting to me is if you're dating a guy for time or two.
Or a woman. Yeah, don't discriminate
on
all the men out there.
You're out there dating she, them, they.
Yeah.
And you have a really nice date. And you think, he's going to call me back, or we just kind of clicked, he's going to call me back. And then he doesn't. For days.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering, what the heck did I do?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Although I haven't had that experience because I don't date very much.
Right. Well, and the thing is, we talked about this, and the reason why I bring this up now is because sometimes after shows, is Rowene on? Do we have Rowene? Okay, Rowene, I'm going to bring our therapist, our shrink, number four.
Yes.
Who is coordinating and the leader of our dating series. So okay. You don't want to change the dial. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, and we welcome shrink number four, Rowene. Rowene, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. It sounds like you guys are having a great time.
Well, I gotta tell you, I just did the show at 1:25 today. And but we're here. Yeah, but we have an idea. But we thank you for being here. But we are having fun.
But we are fun havers.
It's a party, yeah. But it's always a party at Tan Talk Radio. So thank you for coming on. And last week, I wanted to recap. I just asked Renee, who's our entertainment host, and for our listeners out there, even if you're happily married, and no matter what, I think marriage is amazing. I think it's great. But even if you are happily married, you might want to listen to Rowene give some advice, because you might have a family member that's going through a breakup, or a child that's starting to date, or, you know, a sister, a sibling that's dating. So it's good conversation. So Rowene's our expert dating advice. So Rowene, last week we talked about ghosting. Did you have any afterthoughts about last week's segment and or that term ghosting?
Well, ghosting it is very individual. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I think I heard a little bit, you said after a date and then they disappear. Sometimes it's just after several texts or several days of texting, they just disappear. And that is also ghosting, because it leaves you with the same idea of, wait, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. And the answer is nothing. Yeah. It is always about the person who ghosts.
Oh.
Right. So you weren't here last week, but just to recap, for all of our listeners, did you listen to it?
I did.
You did? Okay. Yeah. So
that's how I knew ghosting.
Okay. You did? Okay. Well, that's good. Well, you get an A today.
Yay.
But the thing is, we were talking about dating, and is it okay to date multiple people at one time when you first date? It's kind of weird because some people are transitioning into one person out of another, or they're coming out of a divorce. You know what I mean? There's so many different reasons. So is it okay to multiple? And then you get people that ghost you. So then you get on a website or you talk to somebody, then all of a sudden they ghost. And so Rowene was talking about that last week. But Rowene, I was thinking about ghosting. Do you think that when someone ghosts you, I started thinking, do you think sometimes that's a pretty big sign that maybe they're married or in a relationship?
It can be. Mm-hmm. It can be one of many reasons.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing to always remember is that it's not about you.
Right.
That's great advice. Sometimes it's hard to do.
Yeah, because you start wondering, what did I say wrong? Did I offend that person, or what's wrong with me? Am I not good enough? I always ask Ed, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but please, if you have anything you want to say as a male's point of view, I always want to take it in, because I like a male's point of view. I think it's really important.
Sure.
Some people, male or female, can't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
I can tell you that one time I had a phone call, and 45 minutes later, I got three words in, and I wound up faking having an accident to get her off the phone.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then I just didn't, you know, it was just not going to work. We never even met.
Right.
Never even met, just talking on the phone.
Right.
But I just made it clear that, you know, this ain't going to work.
Is it because she talked too much?
Well, the first thing she said, let's not get political, and then she got political. And then she wouldn't stop talking about it. So,
right, you know what, Rowene? Maybe we need a show about that, because that is a big topic. We've got, you know, the elections coming on. I know things are kind of in the crock pot, boiling around. I mean, for me, on our show, we're all about unity with respect of differences.
Yeah,
but we are about the freedom. All of the people on this show were about the freedom of America, and the fact that I can sit here and talk on this phone and to have the American dream, for it not to die. So my friends on this show were all about unity, but if we probably, and I don't mean to go off into that tangent, but you know, there's going to be differences. So you got to respect each other's differences and hopefully, you know, do the right thing. Vote. That's the beauty of voting, and let things go.
Well, I just think, if my opinion doesn't matter, but I think when you're dating, you there are topics that you don't bring into the conversation right away, which is Christianity maybe or politics, but there are flags to me, and Rowene's going to tell us, but I feel that there are flags when you're right off the bat, if you're not equally yoked to some degree where you kind of see the same viewpoints, just like, you know, dating, I think that that is something, it's a red, you know, that tells you something right there. Just like Ed said, you know, that was not going to work.
Well, in that sense, though, I'm not saying that you can't have your own opinion.
Of course not.
That's what I was saying.
It's like, you know, it used to be you didn't talk about religion. Now you don't talk politics. But if you get into somebody that says, I don't want to have any chance with you if you don't see the way I see.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't want to be around that person.
No.
Because if it's just politics, I guarantee it's not just politics. It's everything else.
Yeah. So, Rowene, what's your take for Ed here? What's your response to that?
Well,
I agree with him.
Yeah, that I totally agree. And I had a similar experience where we had been texting with someone, and then we got on the phone, and he talked for 45 minutes without taking a breath, I swear.
I met his sister.
And I had to say, you know, wow, that is really fascinating, but I have to go.
Yeah.
And then hang up the phone as quickly as you can.
So, Rowene, would you have, if they call back, and Ed, if they tried calling you back to pick up the conversation or text you back, you already have red flags up. So how would you answer that?
I left enough clues that it was not going to happen. If it would have been pushed, then you got to come out and say, listen, if you didn't get the clues, it's just not going to work. When I say I'll call you back and I don't call you back, you know, it's obvious it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Silence speaks volumes.
That's ghosting.
Ghosting. It's poor communication on her part.
Well, I mean, what do you do? You call her back, say, hey, I just wanted to call you back. Let them know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
No.
It's not. Yeah, especially if there's no relationship started.
No.
Yeah.
So, Rowene, what do you think? You got anything more to say about that?
No, I think that that's an accurate way to handle it. Yeah. Although I wouldn't say I'll call back. I would just say, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And then, because you don't want to leave anyone with an expectation that then they're disappointed by.
Yeah, I'm really big. The delivery is really big, and communicating is really important, right, Rowene? We talked about that it's the way you deliver things.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yes. And communication is only 7% words, so it takes the tone and the volume and the facial language and the body language to really have complete communication. And these days when we just send things through text, we're missing 93% of communication.
100%.
So when you get them on the phone the first time, it's really important that we exercise the skills that we get.
Right.
I agree with that 100%.
Well, and that's what we talked about, knowing yourself and then communicating.
Yeah.
And to me, Ed, that sounds like a personality. It's a little selfish, a little bit, I guess. Is that, I don't know. Like, Rowene, what kind of personality was she to do that? I'm sorry. I just want to know.
Well, I could say that she was very passionate about that.
Okay.
But again, lacking consideration for the person who was on the other end of the line. Certainly not a person who is situationally aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She saved you a lot of time. And you met somebody better anyway, right, Ed?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to go any further anyway. I mean, like I said, if it's not just politics, it's going to be other things too.
Exactly right.
So no, and if you can't find somebody that's willing to, I mean, not everybody's perfect,
right.
Whether it's politics or religion or whatever. But if they can't work with you on that, as you work with them, the same thing. If you can't work it out mutually, forget it.
Well, and Rowene, I feel like that's why I love, like, everyone that comes on my show, we all respect each other's differences. We respect each other's. Yeah, and to me, it's like, if I have someone that's going to be aggressive about me, about what I like, then I'm like, why is your right more important than my right?
Right.
I think correct. That's my biggest question. Like, I'm respecting what you're saying, but if you're going to oust me because of my right, then I'm thinking, well, what kind of person are you? That's kind of selfish. Like, that's what we're free to do. None of us are the same. If we were all the same, the world wouldn't spin.
That's for sure.
So it's important to, I think, be open-minded and respect each other's differences and listen and come together. And that's, to me, like, is that good? Like, does anyone have any comments about what I'm saying without it being...
No, I think you're on target. Respect, you know, we hear lots about falling in love, but love isn't enough.
Yeah, that's right.
There needs to be respect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There needs to be consideration.
Right.
And there needs to be an ability to compromise and work on a middle ground.
Right.
Rather than my way or the highway. And someone who is that involved in what they have to say sounds like very much a my way or the highway person.
And they need to take the highway.
Though. Right. And it doesn't mean it's wrong.
And then they need to take the highway. Then,
For me, anyway.
Keep on trucking. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, I think that that's really... I'm glad you brought that up, Ed, because this seems like a woman show, but I really like to get into a man's brain about these topics, especially dating. So thank you for saying that. So, Rowan, last week we were talking about dating. So he had like one date. So... So on the first date, I think she saved you a lot of time, but we were talking about, is it okay to date multiple people? This week, we're going to talk about, what about like when you're on a date, how much time should you spend on that first date, switching the topic really quick? Like, how much time should you spend on a date?
Yeah, the first, it's hard to say. Now that you will hear lots of experts say, no more than an hour on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't happen to agree with that. I think if it's going well, what I think is important is knowing yourself well enough to know if you're just going along like Ed because this lady would not be quiet, or if you're really enjoying and engaging
conversation
in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a two-way street and both of you are enjoying it, then it becomes a mutually agreed upon situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there are any hard and fast rules, as many would like there to be, about the state. You should only be on the phone 15 minutes the first time you talk.
Yeah.
You should only be at the date for an hour at most the very first time.
I don't think...
It depends.
I don't know. I feel like that's a very hard... Just my opinion. It's a hard thing.
And that's what The Rock does.
Oh, okay.
That's what the show's about.
Okay, so just personally, if I'm engrossed in a conversation with somebody and they're interesting to me, I'm not going to look at my clock and go, oh my God, it's past 15 minutes. Okay, 17 minutes and we got to get off. Or I got to get my Uber to get out of here. Because if you're... Unless you have another date like you were talking last week about multiple dating, then maybe you're on a schedule.
We can't do it. Ed and I have decided that's not a good thing. Right, Ed?
If we're on a date and you're checking your watch, the date's over.
I agree. That's not on the same page.
So at some point, I would say, do you have some place you need to go? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Same. So there isn't a cold, hard cutoff. Because, and you know, these dating apps and people meeting each other on them, I want to know because I've had friends tell me, you know what, I do lunch and I only do it for 30 minutes to an hour. And then I schedule a happy hour and I'm like, oh my God, I could never do that. My brain would never be able to separate people.
Right.
I just don't know. I can't serial date like that.
Yeah, bring the pressure. Bring one of those timers. Set it on the table. Set it for an hour. Look over and say, go ahead. You got an hour to make your case.
Yeah, that's just not good. Ew. No, that's not how we date.
There's actually, you know, there's something out there called speed dating, and that's what they do. You know, there's a timer. You get a few minutes to talk to each person who happens to be there. And if that's what you need, there's nothing wrong with speed dating.
Right. I agree with you. I think whatever works for everybody, and everybody, it's
how
what works best for them. But
I just need to know how do you formulate a real
lasting opinion when you're speed dating? What's the purpose of it other than?
Well, Ed knew in 3 minutes. I mean,
but he didn't speed date. That wasn't his intention, was it?
No. No, yeah. I mean, listen, I think your first meeting, okay, there's nothing wrong with it to be like this. I'm sitting, say I'm at Applebee's, I'm sitting at the bar. You happen to sit down next to me. You're alone, I'm alone. Sitting there, we're both looking at the TV, we start talking, we have a drink, we keep talking, and the conversation goes. At that point, any one of us can, either one of us can get up and leave.
Right.
And it's done. Right. Or something happens. But there's no pressure there. There's no pressure. So I don't put limits. I don't put restrictions or anything like that.
That's what Renee was saying. I agree. Yes, you both agree.
If you go in with too many restrictions, it puts too much pressure.
It takes the fun out of it.
On the date.
It takes the spontaneity out of it.
Then it becomes work.
Yeah. And like what Rowan was saying about speed dating. So tell us about the positive and the negative of speed dating. What would that be?
Well, positive of speed dating is you go with, you know that's what you're going to do. And you have maybe three questions that will help you know something about the person that you're talking to. The idea behind speed dating is that you can meet a large number of people in a safe setting and have a few minute discussion to decide if you want to discuss more and learn more about them. And speed dating can have some very positive outcomes for people who are not good at connecting, say, via dating website or some other way. Introverts sometimes have a hard time reaching out and making conversations. Mm-hmm. So these kind of contrived setups give them a place to start, a structure to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And it works well for some.
Mm-hmm.
Does not work for others. Just like the dating website, that's the way you're going to be in contact with lots of people that you wouldn't normally have any contact with in your day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So it provides an environment for you to springboard from to what you're looking for.
Now, is that a website, speed dating website or something like that?
Here, you want my pen?
No. I'm not writing it down. I'm just wondering because I've never heard of it.
Well, Rowan, while I'm thinking about right now, can you give everybody your phone number? Because I don't want to rush this, you know, when we get toward the end. But can you tell everybody how to contact you? Because I think you're amazing. We have four shrinks. She's shrink number four. She's talking about dating. There's not, I Googled places to find, you know, for people to come on with Rowan. There's not a lot of places that counsel. So I think Rowan, she does multiple counseling. I mean, that's what you do. You're a licensed therapist. Right. But can you give us your phone number or your where people can find you if they want to talk to you more after the show?
Absolutely.
Whenever.
My phone number is 505-763-63 or 505-84-ROWEN.
Okay.
If you have a phone that has all of the numbers on it. But you can certainly call me and we can talk about what your needs are.
Okay, and Rowan, I tell you what, do you have any, I wanted to say one thing, I know I've got like 2 minutes here, but I think too, the thing about rushing a date, I think it's, and Renee and Ed, I think it's, just take it slow and enjoy it. I mean, the beginning is the best part.
Right.
Oh, why rush it?
Absolutely.
The anticipation, the getting to know and taking each step slowly. And Rowan, can I ask you, have you ever heard that you got to be careful with lust at the beginning because you can ruin it? Is that, that's a true statement?
That is a true statement. Mm-hmm. We can do a whole segment on something called limerence.
Well, let's do it next
week. Let's do it next week.
Let's do it the next hour. Is Devin coming, Ed? We could just take the whole next hour.
Do limerence.
Hi, Devin. You might be writing to the show now, but if you're not here, give us a call. I'll take your show over. So, Rowan, any closing statements on talking about, we've talked about the multi-dating. That was our first segment. The second date is is today about time. And now we know, like, I don't know about y'all, but I like to respect people's differences. I don't judge them. I just respect them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and respect is essential.
Yeah, and good communication, you know, and clear communication, and maybe not ghosting, but just be mature enough at a certain age. That's different ages. Do you have any closing statements about today's show so far until next week? Hopefully, are you coming on next week?
Yeah, and it's not specifically about today in general, but check yourself. Having good self-worth and self-esteem is what's going to stop you from doing the disrespectful things, the ghosting things, the things that cause us to wonder about what's going on.
Yeah.
But when we care for ourselves and remember that whatever somebody else, as long as we're our side of the street's clean, then whatever the other person's doing is all about them.
Right.
So you're not taking it personally.
Right.
The dating is supposed to be lots of fun.
Yeah. Just enjoy it. Take one step at a time. Don't rush it. Don't overthink it. Let it happen. Like Ed said, let it be effortless. When you have to sit there and think about everything, you're staring at the ceiling of what you did. If you can't be yourself in front of somebody or they don't like your point of view, then you might not be compatible. Doesn't mean they're wrong. You're just not compatible. Right?
Right. I agree.
Okay. So I have one more thing. Last week, I mentioned the word coward, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because you can be like, I'm afraid of a lot of things, so I would be a coward in some topics. So some people do it just because they're afraid to hurt someone's feelings, and we talked about that last week too. So Rowan, one more time, where can they find you again?
They can find me on the internet, on the World Wide Web at rowene.net, or give me a call at 505. I'm trying to read the 847-6363.
505-847-6363. And that's our shrink number four, Rowene. Rowene, thank you so much, and I hope to have you back, and we'll figure out a time. But the next topic will be upfront about wanting a relationship. Can that be a good topic for next time?
That can be. And limerence is a very good thing us to have a discussion.
Absolutely. What is
limerence?
What we were talking about earlier.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, jot that note down for me, my little rap friend. All right, that sounds good. So we'll be talking to you. We're going to take a listen to, right now, we're going to listen to Sting and Shaggy and see what they have to say.
One of the best songs that comes to keeping a party, keeping fun. It's the liveliest town on earth. So me and them, my lad, this is a team. Slick and Sean, Feggy.
What's up?
Perfectly designed, so fine. And judging from your outlook on life, I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level, and you're telling me you need more time. No crime, nothing wrong with waiting a little bit. You know this is more to me than just hitting it. But you only get a love like this once in a lifetime, and if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life I never felt like this. Just wanna run with it, I don't wanna fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just wanna put some more quality in our time. Come on, girl.
Oh, you're waiting.
Oh.
You're going to have to wait.
You're waiting.
Yeah, we got to get to know you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
All right. So that was Don't Make Me Wait by Sting and Shaggy. That's kind of got a cool tune about
it's
it.
It's a very good vibe. I've not heard... I didn't know they did a mashup. That's another
See,
one of those.
That's what this show's all about. It's the Shrink and Wrap show at Tantalk Radio. We're tying the lyrics of the songs to, so you listen to the lyrics so you know what they're about, so they can be poetry to your heart.
Yes.
See?
And so, they can work out a lot of things for you.
Yeah. And it can make you think, I'm going to make them wait.
Yeah. Of
okay.
course you will.
And maybe not.
Don't
Who
have
knows?
To make them think.
Well,
yeah, they
yeah.
will.
Yeah. Well, maybe, maybe not. Not in Ed's case. Anyway, okay, so Detective Jay, do we have her online?
Yeah, I'm right here. That was a great segment.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure how it went, but I was a little spontaneous. I'm kind of nervous about it, but thank you.
But that makes it fun.
No, Rowan, no, everybody else's part, but my part I always question. But anyway, thank you for that. And happy anniversary to you. Hey, Devin, you did. We were going to take your show over, but you're here.
How you? I know.
No, I know you're not late, but if you weren't going to come in, we were going to take your show. But anyway, so Detective Jay, first of all, happy 25th anniversary to you and your husband.
Oh, happy anniversary.
25 years.
That's a long mark.
Yeah, so congratulations. You guys had a nice dinner last night. And thank you for being back on our show. She is our detective here in Tampa. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tantalk Radio, your community station. Detective Jay has lived in Tampa, as all of us have, forever. Tell us a little bit. Last week, you gave us great information about if we saw things on the road. And you said to dial *347 when you see things on the road. So thank you for that information for the Road Ragers. And this week we're going to talk a little bit about road rage. Tell us a little bit about road rage.
Well, basically, you know, a lot of people, you've heard it or you've seen it, it's road rage. It's on our roadways, and that's why it's called road rage. And it's very simple, you know. Basically, aggressive driving itself is not actually a crime. It's when people start doing things very unsafe, speeding, unsafe lane changes, they're following too closely, they're blinking their lights at you, they're failing to follow the right-of-way, you know, they're violating the traffic control laws, and they're just in a rush. They got to get somewhere. So, you ever had somebody come up behind you and they started blinking their lights, or, you know, or they get in front of you and they do a brake check? That's where road rage starts.
Right, because there is a difference. There's a difference between aggressive driving and road rage, is what you just said. There's two different things. Two
correct.
Different definitions.
Aggressive driving is not going to be a primary offense. It always comes secondary on a citation, because usually you have a crash, you have a crime, and then aggressive driving will be on the citation as one of the secondary offenses.
Right. Yeah, and I think that with the, in May 2023, there's like 60% was changing lanes without signaling. Like, can you give us some examples of, there's 31% of drivers witnessed over driver signaling rude hand gestures. That's always a fun one. When you get older, you can't really see what they're doing.
Probably one of the biggest statistics in aggressive driving was Crime Trackers 10. Actually did a survey from 2016 to 2022, and they came up with Hillsborough County being one of the aggressive driving one of the aggressive driving cases, Pinellas County behind us, Polk County, Pasco County, and Manatee County. And then we had over 5,100 cases that within that period of time. So a lot of aggressive driving and cases that, you know, start out simple with somebody just, you know, maybe it's you get in front of somebody or you cut somebody off. Well, then that person might get angry and they get in front of you and they brake check. That actually happened in a case, I think it was 2017 on the Howard Franklin, where the aggressor actually ended up downing shot. That's an unsolved case to date. So because of the fact that they were impatient. So you have to be, you have to drive defensively, but you have to drive with courtesy to others. And if you see something starting where somebody's cutting in and out, or they're doing one of these, you know, aggressive driving or violations, you need to back off. Just back off. Don't engage with people like that. Let them go on.
Yeah, because I've got some notes here. Road rage takes things one step further into more violent and potential dangerous if you don't just put your blinker on and move over.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So, yeah. So
and
what?
Texas and Florida lead the nation. Texas and Florida lead the nation in the most road rage shootings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that takes it to the next level. So, there again, the thing to do to be positive is to step it back, let this person move on, whatever their issue is. And if it's something you feel like you need to call, SHP *347.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine last week, and she was going through, she's a female, and she has this guy using his car as a weapon, bullying her behind, you know.
You exactly.
Know. Yeah, and but it's, I was kind of...
And you can call while you're, look, if somebody starts doing that, you need to call FHP right then. You need to call 911 right then. If you have somebody that's, like, up on your bumper, and, you know, they've got their bright lights on, and they're doing something that is illegal like that, then you need to call 911 and start that conversation.
Yeah, or, I've been in situations, throughout my years, once or twice, where I just drove to the fire station or the nearest Hillsborough County. If you're in your neighborhood, you know where that's at. Let them follow you, but, it can be very dangerous. It's just not worth responding. I think, and I learned this from a friend of ours, Sherry, zero response is the best.
Yeah.
Because when people taunt you, they want your reaction.
Well, not a little bit, don't you think?
Know, moving over? No, only, you don't like, maybe not on road rage?
Not only, I'm sorry, like you were saying, not only no response, but no eye contact, nothing.
Oh, you're agreeing with me.
Just back out.
You're agreeing with me. Right. Because, you know what, there's so many people, I think zero response in a lot of things in life, because sometimes when people... they're like a woodpecker on your head trying to get you to react because they're insecure about that. So I feel like a road rage person, they're looking for the fight. And if you...
I think they're just looking to get from A to Z fast. Well, you're in their way.
Well, it's that 90% some of it is, but some of it is the personality, I think. Would you say that? I agree with you. I agree. But do you think some of it is the personality of being confined? That'd be a good question for a shrink, probably.
Personally, I would just say that usually people that are really in something like a road rage shooting, where they're actually carrying a weapon, where they're actually, a person that's going to snap, they probably have some kind of past already, not typically going to be someone that is, not. But then that just happened on the Howard Franklin not even a year ago, where they had a road rage incident, and I believe it ended up being a person that was a lawyer that had no priors or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it can happen, but most of the time, people that are going to snap like that, or they're going to be aggressive like that, that's just a type of conduct that they've pretty much engaged in off and on all their life.
Mm-hmm. Right, and not only that, the drugs, the alcohol, if you try to show them your muscle and your car that is a weapon, or their car that is a weapon, some people just simply don't have the ability to reason no matter what. So even if you say, hey, relax, some people don't have the ability to reason. So you don't know who's behind that drive.
It just happened to me this morning on my drive over to St. Pete this morning. I had a guy, he's trying to come out of the St. Pete exit. I'm trying to get in the St. Pete exit. And as I start to exit, he starts to come out and, blowing the horn, beeping, I just kept going.
Yeah.
I didn't no eye contact, anything, just kept going.
Right.
So again, your suggestion about zero response is what happened. And especially that eye contact or hand gestures, that's what gets people really fired up.
Yeah, I just think it's hard not to do, but what are you going to gain? What are you going to gain? You might go to court. You might wreck your car. Excuse me one second. Excuse me.
I agree.
Hey, Mom, I'm on a radio show right now. I'll call you right back. All right, love you. I'll call you. Bye. Okay. Sorry about that, Janice. My mom's called me like two or three times.
It's all right. That's all good.
I just let her know I'm on
the
phone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's called me 3 times. My niece is flying in, so I'll call her back. All right, so back to road rage. So this is the thing. What do you do? Like, what is the punishment for road rage?
Well, if a driver is actually, you know, actually arrested and convicted, it's going to be a felony of some kind.
Okay.
So that's going to, it's going to depend on the investigation. But again, that's on not just an arrest, that's on a conviction.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. I kind of think, and we're going to have to go now. We're running out of time,
sure.
Detective Jay. But any closing statements?
Yep.
Any closing statements?
I'd like to definitely. I just want everyone to think about the fact to drive defensively. And drive with courtesy to others.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Make sure that you go ahead and you put *347. That's going to be the Florida Highway Patrol, or if it's an emergency, 911. 911 system will put you in whatever county into that system. But again, just drive defensively. Drive with courtesy towards others. Be courteous and slow down for a few minutes.
Yeah, just relax. There's a reason for everything. Can you give us that information one more time? And I think Renee has a comment. Can you give us the information?
Yes, it's going to be *347, which is actually the acronym or the
same thing.
It's going to be the numbers for FHP, Florida Highway Patrol.
Wow, that should be programmed in our phone for sure.
I have a question. Thank you for 5 seconds. I'm driving across the Howard Franklin. What do you do when you are blocked by race cars, or I didn't know they were race cars, but they were cars like zooming by, and then they all lined up in front of us, like cars that were driving at a regular speed, and then they zoom by in these little Sportsters, and then they line up and slow down. So everybody has to slow down behind them. And I was first in line, so I'm thinking, oh my God, they're slowing down traffic to get out and shoot us or something. It freaked me out. They're racing, I think.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I would get on, my phone, and I would call *347, tell them what the activity is, what's happening, because depending on whether you're going, which direction you're going on the Howard Franklin, the Tampa Police Department can meet them on one side, or the, Pinellas County can meet them on the other. Basically use your phone and stay calm and stay as far away from them as you possibly can. If it means you have to drop back to 30, 40 miles an hour, then just drop back.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did. I was kind of freaking out because I never knew about this little club.
I think they should confiscate their cars first time around. Do they do that? Do they do that, Detective Jay?
Again, it depends on the convict, the arrest, and what the arrest is on, and who's driving the car, and if the car can be confiscated due to the arrest.
Yeah, I think that they need to do it, and maybe up that a little bit.
Well, it has to come with whatever the arrest is, is about. Mm-hmm. Again,
what would you say that was? When they block the road in 5 lanes, and there's a car in each lane, and they're just driving like they're doing NASCAR, but they're driving slow and they're coming out slow, and you're going, oh my God, what is this about?
You get their tags. You just take a picture of their tag, probably.
Yeah, you also have that ability.
Mm-hmm. That's
your
true.
Cell phone is one of the greatest things you've got. You can start videoing right away.
Save a kid's life. Yeah. It could be some...
It was just a shock factor because I've never seen it. Not that it... Yeah. Now that I know it... Yeah, you can do that.
Well, it's an orchestrated type of program that these kids get together and they do it for the shock factor, which is exactly what happened to you. Your phone...
You feel sorry for them because they're so young. They don't know the consequences. It makes me sad.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
But anyway, thank you. I just want to say this. This girl has designed a bumper sticker. It says, "Help stop road rage. Turn on your signal, not your temper." And
100%.
I was reading about that. Now, so just remember, it's not worth. You don't have time to go to court. You don't have time to testify. Just let them go.
You don't have time to bury somebody.
Yeah,
Lord,
that. Yeah,
not,
oh God.
It's not a good idea. When you shoot into a car, 99% of the time you're going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's all just be safe, drive defensive, and drive courtesy. And remember, your cell phone's a great weapon because you can video something and you can call someone to help you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Detective Jay. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much for your time. We hope to we'll be talking to you soon again. Enjoy the rest of your anniversary. We're down to five minutes, and I got one more guest on.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Do we have Laura on?
You have me.
Laura, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Oh, it's been an interesting hour, but I'm here. We're good. We are good.
Can't wait to hear the story.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this really quick. This is a little teaser for next week. All of you out there that are driving your car, next week, tune in on the same time right here at Tan Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show. And because who we have here, Renee, we have celebrities. We have celebrity game show host from the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh my God.
And it's Laura and her husband Gary. They were actually picked here from the Tampa Bay area. They have been on the show. I watched it. Laura, are you going to share anything with us right now for a little teaser for next week?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that it was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk to everybody about it a little bit more next week. It was so much fun.
I can't wait to hear.
And that's what I want to have her on, because if you're a Wheel of Fortune fan, and Laura, I don't know if you can see us right now, but I have right here a Wheel of Fortune Fetch It Bark little treat for your dog. It's a frisbee. And I don't know if you can look in, but it's a Wheel of Fortune. It's amazing. You and I were talking about this last night, and I saw it. This is how my life goes, and this is how I do my shows. They're very spontaneous. So this is for you. I'll be dropping it off at your front door on the way home. But you're going to be back here. Pat Sajak is retired. He's 77. He has recorded more than 8,000 episodes of Wheel of Fortune and has been a contestant presence in the American media since taking over his host role in 1981. We're going to talk more about him. We're going to talk more about your experience next week. You're going to visit us, you and your husband, here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, right?
Well, it's going to be me, but unfortunately my husband won't be with me.
Well, we can call him on the phone or you can speak for him, but that'll be even more fun. Girls, you know, when they cast away, the mice play.
Yes, of course.
All right, Laura, we're down to 3 minutes and Renee's got about a minute of entertainment, but we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Laura. Bye-bye, girl.
Okay, guys, concert lineup this week. You got to know. The most... kidding big. June 14th, Friday, my favorite JT is in town, Justin Timberlake, at the Amalie Arena at 7:30. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster. And another favorite of mine, if you've never heard of him, John Hyatt. I don't know. He's a little older. I think most people that are a little millennial probably would know this. John Hyatt is at the Capitol.
I know
terrible
him.
To say? Do you know him? He's
I'm
at the Capitol Theater. I mean, June 14th.
Songs can give away your age. Don't
that
forget.
That is Clearwater, you guys.
Okay.
That's another part of the, you know, Tampa Clearwater.
Gotcha.
And then on June 16th, Father's Day, if anybody is a music goer, Santana and the Counting Crows are at the Amalie Arena. And we want to wish all fathers a happy Father's Day this coming weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
There's so many fun things to do. Markets in June, June 15th, we have the Ybor City Market. And the Dunedin Market is on Saturday from 9 to 2.
Nice.
And the St. Pete Market, that's a good one with live music. And that's at 350 2nd Avenue North, St. Petersburg. But if you're looking for fun things to do for Father's Day, you could take your daddy or your influencer out to the yacht Starship, and they're doing a great brunch, and they're having a little cruise around there. Very inexpensive.
That's so nice to know. Something different, and it's quality time and experience.
You know what else?
I love that.
Top Golf.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
Miniature golf with the little kids.
There's
a lot of fun things to do.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I didn't think about those. All right, we're wrapping up. We're down to 1 minute. I'm going to save my song, Hootie and the Blowfish. We're going to do it now. Time. We'll talk about it next week, but take a listen. Time is important. Don't take advantage. You can't get it back. Let's listen to Hootie and the Blowfish, and I'll play this song again next week. Have a great
you
week.
You are so in time. Why you walk away? Like a fairy with somewhere to go. You left me crying. I can teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow. Whatever.